In our daf here in Megillah and Daf Gimel, we have an expression that is a bit confusing. And it's an expression that actually repeats itself multiple times in Shas. The Gemara says, Kohanim v'odasun levim beduchnan v'yisrael b'ma'amadan kulam mevalin v'odasun uvan l'shmo mikra Megillah, that all these people are mevatel, their avodas ago, engaged in mikra Megillah. And this expression of levim beduchnan, the levim are on the duchan. That's a strange expression because we generally do not associate the levim with the concept of a duchen. It repeats itself in Yuma and Daf and Gimel. It says, Kohanim be'avodasam, levim be'duchnam, v'yisrael be'ma'adadam, that they have to face the proper way in which they go inside and out of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara and Zvachim, Yotes, that the same thing as well, Kohanim and the avodah, levim and the duchen, yisrael and the maimed, they're patur min tefillah min tefillah, they're patur, when they're engaged in the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, they're patur in tefillah. So what does that mean, that the levim are on the duchen? Levim don't duchen. We know that clear. So there's two explanations brought in the Mefarshim, what it means, Levim on the Duchen. The first is a beautiful pshat from the Shaul Meshuv. Yosef Shaul Nathanson brings in his Divrei Shaul on Parshas Bamidbar. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, referring to a teacher's assistant as a Duchna. A Duchna means an assistant. And therefore, the Levim in the Duchen means that the Levim who assist the Kohanim in the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not talking about a place, it's talking about the description of what they do. However, the Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayos and Midos in Perek Bey says that the Duchan means a platform where the Levim would stand and sing the Shira. They would get up on a platform, like at a school play, and they would sing as it was their avoda. And the idea is the Duchan is a place and not a position is also reflected in the Mishnayos and Midos as well. They describe the place of the Duchan of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if the Duchan is initially associated with the Levim, so then why do we, all of a sudden, in our times, ascribe or associate the idea of duchening, or the duchen, with Kohanim? Where does this come from?
They go up on a platform.
So that actually chaps a nafka mina halacha l'maisa. So the original source is the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara says that Rabbi Tarfon, who was a Kohen, said that when he would go into the Beis HaMikdash to do the duchening, to go do the Birchas Kohanim, he heard with his uncle, and he heard that the Kohen Gadol, when he would say the brachos, he would use the Shema Meforash, the real name of Hashem, when using it. And he describes that he would go up to the Duchan. So we see there in the Gemara, in the end of Kedushin, describes the Kohanim also going up to a Duchan as well. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simchuch Chaf Dalet that Kishemaschil Hashatz Ratzei, when the Shliach Tzibur begins Ratzei, Kol Kohen Shaveis Haknesses Ne'akar Me'okomo, they leave their place, La'alos Le Duchen, to go up to the platform. And later on, he says in Shulchan Aruch, Vayomer Ad Lecha Ulna Lehodos V'yale LeDuchen V'yivarach Berachas Kohanim. So we already see in the Shulchan Aruch describing the platform of the Kohanim. The Aruch writes that the word Duchen is an Arabic word, in fact. It's not a Hebrew word. It's an Arabic word for platform. And this is noted by the Levush and the Prima Gadim here in Simen Kuf Lamed and Hilchos Berachas Kohanim. The Eish Lav Ram, the Buchacha Rav, says, V'chein hu lashon habrios al shem duchen. He says the reason why we call it duchening is because of the platform where the Kohanim go. And Rav David Cohen of Brooklyn, he has three volumes called Yiddish Hasafa HaKadosha, Yiddish, the holy language. So he brings in Chelek Aleph and he says, duchening, the act of Birchas Kohanim, comes from the fact that the Kohanim were olim al haduchen. And this raises an important question. Do Kohanim have to go on a duchen nowadays? Must they be on a platform in order to fulfill the mitzvah? So the Kaf HaChaim cites the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Tetzaveh. Listen to this Ben Ish Chai. V'hamisrashel bazeh, one who is lazy about having a place for the Kohanim, shelo la'alos al haduchen, la'amod sham, ela omid bekarka heichal, just stands on the floor, harezim mishanim edivrei chazal, they change the words of chazal, ki lo alchinam amru chazal la'alos ha-kohanim al haduchen. Kohanim, the Chazal were very careful that the Kohanim should go onto the Duchen. Upo Irenu, in our city of Baghdad, Yechonina Elyon Amen, Hayam Min Hagam La'amoda Kohanim Bekarka. When I grew up in Baghdad, the custom was they stood on the floor. Haheichal, Levaruch Berchas Kohanim. Veinam Omdim Al Itzba, they wouldn't go on a platform. Shubasofa Heichal. Utsehilos El Asisi, praise Hashem. I was able to change the minog, shiyalu v'yamdu al itzaba, to get the Kohanim to go up on the platform, shebesof ha-heichal, by the mizrach of the shul, v'sham yivarcho, they'd say the bracha, v'chenoi l'dachtik b'zeh b'chol atzavatar, every city, every community, every shul, the Kohanim should go up onto a platform as well. The Prima Gadim writes that going up on the steps of the Aron Kodesh counts as a duchan, as we have here in Shul. The Eish Lav Rav, the Buchach Rav, has a long piece about this. So he makes a number of points. He says it doesn't have to be like 10 tfach and like a totally different rishus, which is generally the height that creates a different type of area. But he does say that it should try to be gimel tfachim as a remez to the three steps leading up to the duchan as well. In fact, the Leket Yosha, the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin, says that his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshin, would request that they would schlep the benches to the front of the shul so the Kohanim could stand on the benches, on the chairs. Maybe we should start that here. The Kohanim get up on the tables and do Birchas Kohanim from there as well. That was only a joke. The Eishal of Ram goes on to say that Mikar Adin, you don't need any elevation. And there's many holy Bate Medrash, he says, where they simply stand on the floor in front of the Aron Kodesh. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Shin Ayin Ches that the minhag in his time was the Kohanim that stood on the floor in front of the Aron Kodesh. And Rav Avi Yosef writes in the Yechav Adas and Chelik Beis that you're certainly Yotze without an elevated platform, and he repeats this in the Yalkut Yosef as well. Although, Rav Avi says that the Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar are to have a platform if possible. So, sometimes as we have here in our shul, we have a lot of Kohanim, and we can't get the Kohanim up all onto the Duchan. So what do we do? So the Eish Lav Ram says, it's proper to have some specified elevated area as a zikaron to the Beis HaMikdash, to have something. And therefore we have the carpets. We put the carpets down, not because we're afraid the Kohanim are going to catch a cold. We put the carpets down to have a special area. If not everyone can be zocha, can merit to stand up here by the Aron Kodesh up on the Duchan. So we have a special carpet. The Kohanim should stand by that and have a zikaron, as the Buchach Rav says, to the Beis HaMikdash. I saw it in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. So he says that perhaps this is why, as well, they put a carpet down on the floor where the Kohanim stand, even if there is no Duchan, which is certainly more popular in Eretz Yisrael. They have, most often is on the floors, and they bring out the carpets. All is a zikaron to remember the Duchan, the platform that exists in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. It should be Mirs Hashem to have the real Beis HaMikdash with the real Etzteva and a proper Birchas Kohanim in front of the Beis HaMikdash in a proper way.